This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Houthi movement threatened a strong and effective response, their words, after the United States carried out another strike in Yemen early Saturday, further ratcheting up tensions as Washington vows to protect shipping from attacks by the Iran-aligned group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The U.S. said its latest strike hit a radar site a day after dozens of American and British strikes on Houthi facilities in Yemen. A Houthi spokesperson told Reuters the strikes had no significant impact on the group's ability to prevent Israel-affiliated ships from passing through the Red Sea, though the Pentagon said the U.S.-British strikes had, quote, good effects. The strikes have added to concerns about the escalation of the conflict that has spread through the region since the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel went to war. Iran's allies also entered the fray from Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians.
Ad la-nitzachon ha-mukhlat, ad she-nasig et kol yadin.
He said, no one will stop us, not the Hague, not the Axis of Evil, no one. Netanyahu also said a decision had yet to be made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. Ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have conceded. Beijing strongly opposes Lai, and the result will determine the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years. This is VOA News. France's new foreign minister has pledged solidarity with Ukraine on a visit to its capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Stéphane Séjourné arrived in Kyiv to meet with his counterpart in a sign of support for Ukraine as Russia's full-scale invasion nears its second anniversary. Séjourné noted that Ukraine was his first destination abroad since his appointment in a government reshuffle this week. He said Ukraine would remain France's priority, adding the war in the country was an example of the need to defend the fundamental principles of international law. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chad's transitional president, General Mahatma Idriss Deby Itno, on Saturday was designated by members of his party as its candidate for presidential elections due for the end of this year. The designation at a party congress comes after voters in a December referendum approved a new constitution, which the country's military rulers promoted as a key step in the path back to civilian rule. Many other opposition and civil society groups, however, have called for a boycott of the referendum, saying it was just a show to pave the way for the eventual election of Deby, perpetuating a 33-year Deby dynasty. A lawyer for a woman who won a $5 million sex abuse and defamation case against Donald Trump warned a judge Friday the former U.S. president hopes to, quote-unquote, sow chaos when a new jury considers if he owes even more in damages. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
E. Jean Carroll's lawyer asked the judge to take strong measures to ensure Trump can't taint a jury that is set on Tuesday to start considering whether the columnist should get $10 million in compensatory damages and millions more in punitive damages for statements Trump has made. On Thursday, Trump said he would attend the Manhattan federal court proceedings. The former president has continually denied sexually abusing Carroll in a department store in 1996 since she first revealed her claims publicly in 2019. Julie Walker, New York.
Guatemalan President-elect Bernardo Arvelo's imminent inauguration and the unrelenting pursuit of him and his party by the attorney general is causing tension this weekend. Despite Arvelo's wide margin of victory in elections certified by Guatemalan authorities and declared fair by international observers, he has been a target of prosecutors since his surprise second-place showing in June's first round of voting. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.